new legislation going into effect today will see businesses required to notify individuals of breaches of personal information. The scheme, which was approved last year, requires businesses and government agencies to report breaches of data that could cause serious harm to individuals. But what is serious harms and who could be sharing your personal information? The Wire's Jessica Supple spoke to David Vale, Executive Director at Cyberspace Law and Policy Centre at the University of New South Wales.
The international description is mandatory data breach notification laws. So the mandatory means must tell. The data breach is personal information of yours that's held by someone else, whether it's typically business or government, and the notification is that some way or other they're supposed to actually let you know when they lose your stuff.
Personal information can be a very broad term, as David Vale explains.
It's information which identifies you directly, so obviously name and address, phone number, things like that, but also information from which you could be identified. So it could be your medical records, it could be your psychiatric history, it could be your credit history, maybe it's all of the logs of the sites that you've visited or something like that. And so over time, as big data proliferates, then more and more information can be traced back to you. And so as time goes on, what is legally considered personal information expands further and further.
Unlike other countries around the world, Australia has only just introduced this scheme. I asked David Vale what system we had in place in the past.
In the far past, there was no law on this in Australia. A few years ago, the Federal Privacy Commissioner put out a voluntary data breach notification scheme, which encouraged people to tell their data subjects or their customers if they'd lost their data. In one sense, it's better than nothing, but it had a sort of potential perverse disincentive. Because it wasn't illegal not to tell, and not many people did tell, the ones that did reveal and did notify sort of stuck out.
David Vale says this scheme still has a number of weaknesses.
It's not covering businesses that are turnover under $3 million. So a lot of small businesses can lose your data and they can say, oh, we don't have to tell you, and that'll be legally correct. There's also the problem that there's a sort of an inbuilt test of seriousness. So it's not every breach that's covered by this new law. The host has to decide that it's serious enough. And so they've got another disincentive here to sort of treat it very seriously. If they just say, oh, it's not really a problem, they can potentially get away with it. I suppose there's an even greater problem that they may just think of the broad mass of their customers, and by the way, we don't get a say. You know, the data subjects are not asked about whether it's serious enough, so they just make up their own mind on this. And there may be some people who are especially vulnerable. You know, there might be in a community group that's discriminated against, or someone with bad mental health, or they're running away from someone violent, or they're sort of on the verge of bankruptcy or suicide, and the harm may be much more worse to them than it is the big bulk of the people affected. And it's not clear that the standard the data host has to follow is thinking about the vulnerable ones first. So, you know, there are some significant limitations there. Look, on the other hand, now I think it's going to be very clear that if you don't notify, that you're doing the wrong thing, that people will expect to be notified, and the reputation harm will start to be very serious for either people who don't notify at all or who delay. I suppose there's also another, I suppose, weakness in the scheme as far as I'm concerned about delay. You as a host who lost the data get up to 28 days to decide whether you have to notify people, basically. And so to me, that's completely wrong. We're living in an integrated internet world where your data can cross the Pacific in 100 milliseconds. The idea that you can wait for a month before telling people, for instance, if you need to change all your passwords, or if you need to check your credit card, or maybe cancel your credit card, or maybe you're at risk, you might need to think of trying to move house or something. You don't want to be doing that a month after the data was lost, because it could be used or copied or distributed almost instantly. The presumption, I think, should be on nearly immediate notification, basically because that protects the interests of the data subject.
David Vale, Executive Director at the Cybersafe Law and Policy Centre at the University of New South Wales, speaking there with The Wire's Jessica Supple.